请坐。
How can we love God?
我们要如何爱神呢？
Is to give our sovereignty to God.
就是要让神在我们心中做王。
No, give our sovereignty to God.
让神来做主。
把我们自主权交给主。
把我们的自主权交给神。
Because that's what we value the most.
因为那是我们最重视的。
If we give that up, Lord Jesus Christ will really feel our love.
如果我们真的放弃了我们的自主权，那神就会充主耶稣就会充满爱，
One time there is a young man loves a woman.
有一个年轻人很爱他的女朋友。
And the girlfriend doesn't really believe it.
但是这个女朋友并不很相信。
Because every time, you know, the young man say to the woman, say, "I love you."
这个每次这个年轻人对他女朋友说我爱你。
But there's always a but.
但是总是他总是接一句说但是。
So, I love you, but I care more about my money than you.
我爱你，但是我对我的钱更重视。
And so the girl cannot really believe what he said, "I love you," because that's really nothing to her.
所以这个当然，这个女朋友当然不能觉得说她的这个男朋友，这个年轻人真的爱她。
We cannot say to God, "Say, God, I love you. I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to give my sovereignty to you."
我们不能跟神说，主啊，我真的爱你，我想去天国，但是我不想把这个自主权交给你。
So it's very important in our prayer. Let's pray for the Spirit of God. If we don't have it, let's pray to have the Spirit of God. And if we have it, let's pray to be filled with the Spirit of God.
所以在我们祷告很重要的，我们要求这个神的灵。如果我们有这个圣灵，我们就求神充满我们。如果没有的话，我们要求我们能得到这个圣灵。
Because only when we've been filled with the Spirit of God, we understand who God is, and then we were willing to surrender ourselves to Him because we know that we are in a good hand.
只有当我们有神的灵或被神的灵充满，我们才知道神的灵神是什么。
This is how we pray.
自主权，这是我们这样祷告。
We kneel down to show respect to God.
我们跪下来祷告，来对表示我们对他的
敬意。We close our eyes, we close our hands, so that we can concentrate and really be focused on God.
所以我们可以闭上我们的眼睛，把手合起来，我们可以专心的祷告。
We say in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray.
我们说奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And this in our prayer, let's not keep asking, "I need this physical thing or the other physical thing." God already know what we need. We just thank God from the bottom of our heart.
所以在我们祷告不需要一直问祷告说我需要这些我需要那些，神都已经知道的。我们只要专心祷告。
Give thanks to God.
向神感谢。
And then as we really give thanks to God, I say hallelujah, and we can ask God, say, "Lord, I'm not worthy, but if you're willing,Please, I beg you to come into my heart."
所以当我们祷告的时候，我们不断的感谢神，但我们心中也可以说：“神啊，想说我们不是不配的，但是如果你愿意的话，请你进来我的心中。”
And so as the Spirit comes into our heart, we'll start to speak in tongue.
所以当这个神的灵到我们心中的时候，我们就开始说灵言。
Just let it be. Let the Holy Spirit of God fill in us so that God can really reign in our hearts.
所以就让那个神的灵控制我们，让他开始动。
And we will feel love. How God will know how God loves us, and we will feel so satisfied.
所以我们就可以感受到说神如何的爱我们，我们就会觉得很满足。
There is one friend she received Holy Spirit.
有位朋友她得到圣灵。
She described her feeling.
她这样描写说她的感觉是怎么样的？
She delivered her first baby before.
以前她有生了一个小孩。
And she said that the moment she saw her baby, okay, she was so joyful.
她第一次生产，当她看到她第一个孩子的时候，她觉得非常的喜乐。
She said that that's the greatest joy she ever experienced in her life.
那时候她说，她这是她生命当中最喜乐的一刻。
But then after she received Holy Spirit,
但是当她得到圣灵以后
，and be filled with it,
被圣灵所充满。
She said that joy is even greater than.You know, holding, seeing her newborn baby.
她说这个得到圣灵的喜乐，甚至比那个我那时候抱着我亲生刚生出来的婴孩一样的喜乐更大。
She cannot describe it.
她没有办法描写。
So this is what we need to be. Why we need to pray for Holy Spirit and be filled with Holy Spirit.
这是为什么我们需要求圣灵来被圣灵所充满。
It's really wonderful to be filled with Holy Spirit.
因为被圣灵充满是非常的美好的。
So come, let's pray together.
所以来，我们一起来祷告。
Let's ask God to fill us.
我们求神充满我们的心。
If you want minister to lay hand upon you or to pray for you or pray for Holy Spirit, welcome. Feel free to come up.
如果你要长子为你按手祷告的话，请到前面来。
Okay, let's pray together.
我们一起跪下来祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名，我在这里证道。
First, I'd like to welcome our friends and brothers and sisters coming to attend our third night of evangelical service.
首先，我要欢迎我们的朋友跟弟兄姐妹来参加我们第三晚的布道会。
Today, I'd like to use the topic, the living water of life, let God reign in our heart, for our mutual encouragement.
今天晚上，我要用活泼生命之道，让神坐在我们心中作王，来做我们的引领。
The purpose that we come.To church is that we can one day be safe and be with Lord Jesus Christ in heaven.
我们来教会的目的是因为我们希望有一天我们能得救与我们的主耶稣同在。
Because when a person dies, it's not end of it. There is heaven and hell.
当一个人死了并不是结局，那死了以后有地狱跟天国。
And how can we on this earth, what can we do, what can we believe so that after we die, we may go to heaven?
所以当我们活在这个世界上，我们能做什么，我们能相信什么，所以我们死后不会去地狱，而能去天国。
Please turn to Luke chapter 10.
请翻开路加福音第十章。
Luke chapter 10, verse 25.
路加福音第十章二十五节。
Luke chapter 10.
路加福音第十章二十五节。
Chapter 10, verse 25 to 28.
路加福音第十章二十五节到二十八节。
Luke chapter 10, verse 25.
路加福音第十章二十五节。
And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, "Teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life?" Verse 26.
二十六节。
He said to him, "What is written in the law? What is your reading of it?" Verse 27.
二十七节。
So he answered and said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." Verse 28.
二十八节。
And he said to him.You had answered rightly. Do this, and you will live. Here, there's a lawyer who knows the scripture very well.
在这里有一个律法师，对经文很熟。
He asked the Lord, "What should I do to inherit eternal life?"
他来问耶稣说，夫子啊，我该做什么才可以得永生呢？
This question is worthy of everyone asking.
这个问题是值得我们每一个人来问的。
What shall we do so that one day we can be in heaven?
所以我们应该怎么做？我们一天有一天才能承受这个永生呢。
Jesus did not answer him because Jesus knew he knew the answer.
主耶稣并没有回答他，直接回答他，因为他知道他已经知道了答案。
So Jesus asked him, "What's your understanding?"
那主耶稣问他说，那你的了解是什么样呢？
And so he said.
所以他这么说。
Two parts.
两个重点。
First is, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind."
所以第一件事，他主耶稣讲说，你要尽心、尽意、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
So in this world, besides dealing with people, we need to deal with God. We need to love God with everything we have.
所以在这个世界上，除了与人相处以外，我们还要面对神，那我们要尽我们的心意来爱神。
And tomorrow night, we'll talk about love your neighbor as yourself.
那明天晚上我们要谈说如何爱邻舍如同自己一样。
So today we'll talk about the first point, loving God.
所以我们今天来谈到第一点，要如何爱主。
And Jesus confirmed this person, saying that you had answered rightly. Do this, you will live.
所以主耶稣说，你回答的是，你这样行就必得永生。
So this is the way Jesus teaches. How can we receive eternal life?
所以这是主耶稣教我们如何承受永生。
If we read carefully on verse 27, it's loving God with everything, with all that we have.
所以如果我们仔细的读二十七节，这里说你要尽心、尽心、尽意、尽力爱你的神。
It's not written say love God with what's left over.
他并没有说，你剩下多少，你再剩多少再爱神。
Today there are many people who claim that they love God.
很多人今天说他们爱神。
But it's not with all that they have, it's with what's left over.
但并不是用他们所有的，而是用他们所剩下的来爱神。
Today there are many people saying, I'm not a bad person.
今天很多人会说我不是一个坏人。
I don't kill, I don't murder, I don't steal.
我也不杀人，我也不偷窃。
And concerning God, I think God exists somewhere. I'm not quite sure, but you know, I don't worship idol, I don't do bad things, you know, I don't blaspheme against God.
我也知道有一位神，我不知道在哪里，但是我也不亵渎神，我也不拜偶像。
I'm such a good person, I deserve to be safe.
我是一个好的人，我应该是配得救的。
I think it's just a different perspective, different angle.Looking at things.
所以我们可以看出这每个人都有不一样的看法。
But we need to look at from God's perspective because it's God that will judge us and God is going to use his criteria.
但是我们必须要从神的角度来看，因为是神要审判我们的。
So, if we come to church,
所以如果我们来到教会,
we feel that we're not a bad person, we don't need to believe in Jesus Christ to be safe.
如果我们觉得我们不是坏人，我们不需要信主耶稣来得救。
I'd like to give you an analogy, a story.
我想要跟你分享一个故事，一个比喻。
There was a Mr. Wang working in a company.
有一位王先生在一个公司上班。
And 3 months later, after a while, there was a new coworker coming in to work with him.
然后他做一阵子，就有一个新的同事来跟他一起上班。
We call that Mr. Chen.
我们就称他为陈先生。
After Mr. Chen worked with Mr. Wang for 3 months,
那陈先生跟王先生共事了三个月。
Mr. Chen said to Mr. Wang,
陈先生这么跟王先生说
，Mr. Wang, you are the cleanest person I ever see in my life.
说王先生，你是我所看过的最干净的人。
Mr. Wang feel flattered. He said, "Oh, you praise me too much."
王先生就觉得很得意，说啊，你太客气了。
But can you please tell me in what ways am I clean?
那他就问说，陈先生说，那你觉得我哪一方面觉得是很让我觉得让你觉得我很干净
？Mr. Chen said to him, "I never see such a person push all the responsibility away."
陈先生说，我从来没有看过人把所有的责任都推给别人。
Well, Mr. Wang never do anything wrong.
那当然，这个王先生从没有做错任何事。
Whenever there's a responsibility.
如果任何有责任的事
He always tell other people, "Hey, this is belong to your department."
他总是跟人家讲说，这是你的部门，应该你来负责。
And so, his understanding is, if I don't do anything, I will commit nothing wrong.
所以他的了解是说，如果他不做任何事，那他就不会做错任何事。
If I do much, I will commit much wrong.
那如果他多做的话，就会多错。
And if I do little, I commit little.
如果少做的话就少错。
So the best way is don't do anything.
所以最好的方法就是都不做。
And sometimes in a company we will meet such a people.
当然，有时候我们在公司也真的遇到这些人。
They're really not bad people. They don't murder. They don't kill. You know, they don't lie.
他也真的不是坏人，他们也不杀人，也不偷窃。
They just sometimes just walk in company back and forth, back and forth.
他们就在公司那边走来走过去，走过来走过去。
And just tell you what you should do.
然后他们会跟你讲说你应该怎么做。
So he doesn't have to do anything.
所以他这样子就不需要做任何事了。
And to think about it, if we are the boss, will we like such a worker?
想想看，如果我们是老板的话，我们会喜欢这样的雇员吗
？No, we will not. In fact, we probably feel like this worker is not very productive.
当然不会。如果我们是老板的话，我们会觉得说这个雇员真的是一点都没有效率。
So we cannot think that, oh, I don't offend God, you know. I don't worship idol. I'm a good person.
所以我们不能想说啊，我不得罪神，我也不敬拜偶像，这样我就是一个好人。
In Trinity Church, if you ever come to believe, I hope so too. We will teach you Ten Commandments.
在真耶稣教会，如果你真的有机会来相信的话，那我真诚的希望你如此，我们就会来查考这个十诫。
Ten Commandments God written by His finger on the tablets, telling people to keep it. It will never change.
这个十诫是神用他手指头在石板上写的，绝对不会更改的。
Please turn to Exodus chapter 20.
请翻开出埃及记二十章。
Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记二十章。
Exodus chapter 20, verse 3.
出埃及记二十章第三节。
It says, "You shall have no other gods before me."
除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
Sometimes, we may interpret this literally.
也许我们有时候会很直接的来解释这个这一章节。
按字面意思来解释。
哦，按字面来解释这个意思。
Well,
章节。
I never commend the first commandment because you know I have no gods in my heart.
也许我们讲说哦，我没有了解这第一个诫命，因为我没有其他的神呢。
But the problem is what first commandment is really saying is that we need to let God reign in our hearts.
但是这第一个诫命真的所讲的意思是说要神在我们心里面做王。
If we have no gods reign in our hearts, okay, really we don't really love God with everything that we have.
如果我们没有让神在我们心中做王的话，那我们就没有用我们全心全意的爱神。
Because in today many people's heart, I'm the greatest. I do whatever I want to.
因为今天很多人在这个世界上，他们认为他们是最伟大的。
And to love God with everything that we have, you know, is to give our sovereignty, you know, to God. Say, Lord, I let you reign in my heart. I shall be your servant, and you shall be my master.
所以，如果我们是要来做神最伟大，我们就要把神做我们在我们心中的王。我们是他是做主人，我们是做仆人。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 22.
请翻开马太福音二十二章。
Matthew chapter 22, verse 35.
马太福音二十二章三十五节。
Matthew chapter 22.
马太福音二十二章
verse 35.
三十五节。
To 40.
三十五节到四十节。
35.
三十五节。
Then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him and saying, verse 36.
三十六节。
Teacher, which is the greatest?The great commandment in the law, verse 37.
37节
Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind." Verse 38.
38节
This is the first and great commandment. 39.
39节
And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Verse 40.
40节
On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Jesus said, "On these two commandments is all the law and the prophet rest upon. It's based on."
所以在这里，主耶稣说，这两条诫命是律法、先知和一切道理的总纲。
These two commandments is the principle, is the spirit of the law.
这两条诫命是律法的原则。
So whenever we read any commandments or law, we have to understand the spirit is toward God. Do we love God with our heart, mind, soul, and strength?
所以今天如果我们在读任何律法书的时候，我们要知道说这个。
Today, many people read the first commandment and say, "I'm good."
今天很多人读到这个第一条诫命，就说他们不错。
I had no gods in my heart.
我心中没有其他的神。
But the problem is they never invite Jesus Christ to be His King, to be God in His heart.
问题是说他们也没有邀请神来他的心中里面做王。
So as a result, people feel become self-righteous.
也因为这样，很多人都觉得他们很自义。
They start to become passive, very passive, in life, in their faith.
在他们生活中当中，对他们信仰，他们变得很被动。
They feel that sometimes they examine themselves. Do I have idols in my heart?
有时候他们问他们自己，查验自己，说我心中是否有偶像呢
？No, I didn't.
没有啊。
So I'm good.
所以我这样很好。
I can be safe.
我应该可以得救。
But we're missing the spirit.
但是我们没有忘了这个敬意在哪里。Okay.
We always need to think, what can I do for God? Am I really love God with everything that we have or what's left over?
我们要常问自己说，我们能为神做什么呢？我们是否真的尽心尽意来爱神呢？
If we have different perspective of Ten Commandments and the Word of God,
如果我们今天看这个十诫来用不同的角度来看的话，
you know, because the Ten Commandments is the principle, the standard that we use to see if we are right or not.
因为我们知道今天我们是用这个实际来做原则来判断我们今天所做的事是否对还是错。
Different perspective of Ten Commandments will lead to different judgment, different standard judgment.
所以用不同的角度来看这个实际会导致成不一样的判断甚至我们的审判。
And in the end, it will lead to a different ways of life and different ending.
也会造成我们不一样的生活方式或是不一样的结局。
In our church, there was a sister.
在我们教会有位姐妹。
One day, she has an internal bleeding.
有一天她内出血。
And she was sent to a hospital.
她就被送去医院。
The hospital kept calling for the doctor to come.
这个医院一直打电话给她的医生，叫她的医生来。
But the doctor cannot be reached.
但是他们找不到这位医生。
Our sister,who believe in God is the third generation, was resting on the bed.
所以这位姐妹是第三代的信主的同龄，她就躺在床上，病床上。
She testified that the blood is keep flowing out.
所以她见证说她可以感觉到这个，她知道说这个血一直在流出来。
And after a while, she realized that even if the doctor come, it's too late because she would know that she would die.
过了一些时候他知道说如果医生那时候来也没有办法救活他。
She felt that there was a coldness coming from her feet towards her heart, moving up towards her heart.
所以他可以感觉从他的脚开始有冰冷的感觉一直蔓延慢慢的延到他的身上。
And she knew that she was about to die.
他知道说他就快要死了。
And just when she was about to die, God spoke to her.
就当他快要死的时候，神对他说话
，saying that your life in my sight has no value.
说你的生命在我眼中并没有什么价值。
Suddenly, she knew that she will be difficult. She will have problem to be saved.
在那当时，他知道说他有可能不会得救。
And so she had no time to argue with God.
他也没有机会跟神在跟他辩。
So the only thing that she can do is, God, please give me one more chance.
她只能说，就说神啊，请你再给我一次机会。
And then she suddenly feel like it's all quiet.
突然她觉得变得很静。
It's all dark.
很暗。
She can recall her husband, her children, her parents, but she feel like she had no relationship with them, like husband-wife relationship.
她可以在她突然想到她的先生跟她的孩子们，可是她觉得说她跟她的先生孩子们没有一个关系，没有她不能连跟他们连贯。
She can recall everything that she did in the past.
她可以想到说他们以前所做的一切事。
Then suddenly she opened her eyes.
那突然她就打开她的眼睛。
And she saw there was an Indian person hugging her.
她看到一个
Indian 印度人。
印度人抱着她。
And she kept looking at him and said, Do I know this person?
他看这个人说，我认识你吗？
And then actually it's a doctor, because when the doctor came in, he realized that there's no way to save her, because after bleeding for a while, the blood vessel will collapse, like glue together. It cannot be opened up.
所以当这个医生来的时候，看到他流血那么久了，就知道说他没有办法得救，因为这个血管一旦流血很久，这个血管就萎缩，就粘在一起。
And so the doctor just looking at her, she's so young, so pitiful.
然后这个医生就看着她这么年轻，这么可怜。
And so the doctor told the nurse, just give her a bag of blood and to see what happened.
那医生就说，那我们就给她一袋的血，看看会怎么样吧。
So after his surprise, the blood vessel opens up and receives the blood.
那突然他很觉得很惊讶，说既然这个血注射进血管就开了。
And so the doctor is so happy, hugging her.
所以这个医生就非常的高兴，就抱着她。
And the sister started keep thinking, why my life has no value in the sight of God?
所以这个姐妹就一直想说，为什么我的生命在神的眼中没有价值
？I don't steal. I earn my money. I work hard.
我不偷窃，那我认真工作，我认真工作来赚钱。
But later on the side, she told believer why she know why. Her life had no value in the sight of God.
那后来他就跟他其他的弟兄同龄分享说，为什么他的生活生命在神眼中没有什么价值
？It's because she doesn't do anything good.
因为他没有做任何好的事。
She did not really love God with all her heart, mind, soul, and strength.
他并没有真的尽心尽意尽力来爱神。
Yeah, there's a God.
对，没有错，那有位神。
You know, I go worship God whenever I have time.
我有时间的时候我就去敬拜他。
When I have money, I offer to God.
我有钱的时候我就做奉献。
So God was not a first priority in her life.
所以神在他的生活中并不是优先的。
So let us not be content with, oh, I don't do anything bad. I'm a good.
所以不要以为我们没有做坏事，我们做好事，这样我们就满足了。
So is it really necessary?The second point is, it's really necessary for God to reign in our heart. Is there any other option that we have?
So, 第二个重点我要问的说，是否真的有需要让神在我们心里面做王呢？我们有其他的选择吗？
Please turn to Luke chapter 11.
请翻开路加福音十一章。
Luke chapter 11, verse 23 to 26.
路加福音十一章二十三节到二十六节。
Luke chapter 11, verse 23 to 26.
路加福音十一章二十三节到二十六节。
He who is not with me is against me. He who does not gather with me scatters. Verse 24.
二十四节。
When an unclean spirit goes out a man, he goes through dry places, seeking rest, and finding none.He says, I will return to my house from which I came. Verse 25.
25节。
And when he comes, he finds a swept and put in order. Verse 26.
27节。
Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits, more wicked than himself. And they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Here, Jesus used a parable to describe the people at that time.
这里主耶稣用比喻来讲道理。
These people are not really bad.
这些人并不是真的很坏。
These people have listened to the truth and understand the truth. As a result, the evil spirit departed from them.
他们听到真道，也了解这个真道，那所以鬼就离开了他们。
But the problem is they never want, these people never want Jesus Christ to dwell in their heart, to becomeLet Jesus become king in their heart.
问题是说他们没有让主耶稣进来他里面居住来做他们的王。
And this evil spirit goes out, had no place to rest, and he will come back and check it out what happened to his old house.
所以这个鬼离开了身以后就去寻求安歇之处，既寻不着就会来看这个人。
And to his surprise, it's empty. Jesus is not in there.
所以他很惊讶发现说既然说这个地方怎么还空空的都没有主耶稣在里面呢。
So he went out and took seven other evil spirits more wicked than himself and dwelt in them. And so that person became worse than before.
所以他就出去带了七个比自己更恶的鬼来住在里面，所以这个人幕后的情况比先前更不好。
And this actually happened to these religious leaders and Pharisees.
所以这些是发生在这些法利赛人跟这个宗教领袖上面的。
What happened was, these religious leaders, they don't like Jesus because they feel that Jesus is threatening their authority.
这些宗教领袖都不喜欢主耶稣，因为他们觉得主耶稣，让他们的权力动摇。
So they plot against him and kill him.
觉得被他们被威胁，所以他们就计谋要杀他。
And then Jesus Christ, three days later, resurrected.
但是主耶稣三天以后就复活。
And when Jesus resurrected, the angel appeared and rolled away the tombstone. And then the Roman soldiers saw inside the tomb was empty.
所以当主耶稣复活了，天使来了，就把这个挡在石洞的坟墓的石头搬开。所以当罗马的兵丁看到这里面是空的。
So they ran to this religious leader and tell them what happened. Jesus, you know, body is not there anymore. The angel rolled away. Jesus had resurrected.
所以这个罗马士兵就跑去跟这些宗教领袖讲说，这个 他们所看见发生的事情，主耶稣已经没有在里面了。
So this religious leader knew that Jesus Christ had resurrected, just like he said he would.
所以这些人就知道说主耶稣已经复活，就像如同他所预言所说的一样。
Jesus Christ had overcome death.
主耶稣已经胜过死亡。
He is an anointed one, the Christ.
他是被膏的，他就是基督。
He's the Savior.
他是我们的救主。
But what did he? But they don't want to. They don't want Jesus to be. They don't want Jesus' word to reign in their hearts.
但是他们不要神的话在他们心中作
王。They don't want Jesus' spirit to be in their heart.
他们不要神的灵在他们心中。
So they told this the Roman soldier, say, here, take the money.
所以他就跟这些罗马士兵说，来，你拿着这些钱。
And tell them, say to people, the Lord's disciple in the middle of the night, stole the body away.
你去跟众人讲说，这个主耶稣的基督的门徒在半夜把他身体拿走了。
We can see this religious leader was worse than ordinary people.
这个我们可以看出这些宗教领袖比这个其他人更恶劣。
Because they knew the law better than anybody else.
他们比其他人对宗教对这些律法更清楚。
But they even bribe people.
但是他们甚至贿赂这些罗马士
兵。And also tell people to lie.
他们叫这些士兵来撒谎
，and also false accuse innocent people.
他们也做假证，做假见证。
How come they become like that?
为什么他们会变得如此呢
？Because they don't want Jesus to reign in their hearts.
因为他们不要主耶稣在他们心中作王。
And Satan, he doesn't need to have our permission to come in.
那个魔鬼也不需要什么允许就可以来进入我们的心中。
Satan fell in their hearts.
魔鬼就进入他们的心中。
Make them tell lies.
让他们做假见证说谎。
And do all this evil.
那做这些恶事。
So today we need to understand, evil spirit come into our heart doesn't mean that we had to go crazy.
所以我们不需要了解说，今天如果邪灵在我们心中，并表示说我们就会发狂。
In the Bible, when Satan entered into Judas' heart, the one who betrayed Jesus, Judas did not go crazy.
我们在圣经记载到说，当这个邪魔鬼进入犹大心中的时候，这犹大并没有发狂。
He just became so greedy. He just don't care about his faith. He just didn't care about people. He was just interested in his own money, and he just lead people to capture Jesus.
所以他当一旦这个魔鬼进入他的心中，他就变得很贪婪，他也不顾别人，也不顾主耶稣。他就带那些士兵来出卖主耶稣
，and capture an innocent person, and then people murder him.
所以就让那些罗马士兵把主耶稣抓住，让他们钉死主耶稣。
In the Bible, there was a couple called Ananias and Sapphira.
在圣经里面有一对夫妇亚拿尼亚跟撒菲拉。
They offered to God, but they kept some to themselves.
他们也奉献给门徒给主耶稣，但是他自己留一些东西。
But they told lies, saying that, "Oh, this is everything I have."
但是他们撒谎说这是我全部所有的。
And Peter saw them, and Peter said to them, "Why has Satan filled in your hearts?"
彼得看见就说，为什么撒旦充满了你的心呢
？These people did not go crazy, but Bible said Satan filled in their heart.
这些人并没有发狂，但是圣经说撒旦进入他们的心。
So today there's no third kingdom. Is a God's kingdom or Satan's kingdom? There's no third kingdom, my kingdom.
今天没有三个国，不是撒旦的国，就是神的国。
So we need to choose one. What kingdom do you want to?
所以我们不需要选择说我们要属于哪一个国呢
？So in this passage, we can learn we need to choose one. We cannot be in between. There's no between.
所以这段章节告诉我们说，我们需要选择，没有在中间的，我们必须要选择一个国。
The third point,
第三点
is since we know that is we need to make a decision and we need to let God reign in our hearts.
一旦我们知道说我们要做一个决定，让神在我们心中作王。
But how can we let God reign in our hearts?
我们要如何做才能让神在我们心中作王呢
？I'd like to tell you three ways.
有三个方法。
First,
第一个,
give thanks to God from the bottom of our hearts.
从我们心中, 真正的感谢神。
No matter whether it's good situation or bad situation.
不论是好的或是坏的情况。
Because God loves us. Even if it's a bad situation, God has good intention for us.
因为神真的爱我们，甚至在不好的情况，神也是真的爱我们的。
We need to really appreciate what God has given to us.
我们要真的感激说神所赐给我们的每一件东西。
We can try to give thanks to God. The moment we really give thanks to Him, we feel that we are very close to God.
我们要尝试着感谢神。当我们真的感谢神的时候，我们就觉得我们跟神会很接近。
And we also get to know what He's like.
那我们也能渐渐的了解说神是怎么样子的人。
How much He loves us.
他是多么的爱我们。
So, more and more, we will feel the love of God.
那我们就慢慢的更多的来感受到神。
And we will want to trust Him because we know that He loves us.
那我们愿意来相信他，投靠他，因为他爱我们。
So this is the first way.
所以这是第一个方法。
Second.
第二个。
Let's also meditate what God did in our lives.
我们让你来思考，是想说神在我们生命当中做了哪些事。
What God had given to us and what God did to the people around us and did to us.
神为我们在我们生命中做了哪些事，那为我们周围的人做了哪些事。
Please turn to First John chapter 4 verse 19.
请翻开约翰一书第四章十九节。
First John chapter 4 verse 19.
约翰一书第四章十九节。
First John chapter 4 verse 19.
约翰一书第四章十九节。
We love him because he first loved us. First John chapter 4 verse 19.
Verse 19. Mr. John.
Bible tells us we love God because God first loved us.
这圣经这么跟我们说，因为我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
So,If we can meditate, you see, God already loves us. We just don't see it.
所以如果我们去思考说神如何的爱我们
God already loves us, but we just don't see it.
神已经爱我们，只是我们看不到。
We need to think about it. Just like, you know, our parents did a lot of things for us. But sometimes we are so busy, we don't have no time to think about it.
我们要去想想看，就像说我们父母亲做已经爱我们，做为我们做很多事，可是我们有时候看不到。
I'd like to share with you a true testimony.That experience.
我想我跟你分享一个我自己体验的一个见证。
When I was in Queen's Church, when I just arrived in Queen's Church in New York 5 years ago.
五年前，当我刚到皇后教会的时候。
There was a believer saying, "Oh, there's an elderly sister who hasn't come to church for a long time."
有一位信徒这么跟我说，有一位老姐妹已经很久没有来教会了。
So I went to visit her, in hospital.
所以我就去医院访问她。
And this elderly sister had terminal illness. She has cancer in the last stage.
她已经这个老姐妹已经得癌症末期了，在末期了。
And so I went to visit her quite often. We talk, and you know, eventually she told me why she didn't come to church.
所以我就常常去看她，访问她。那我们就开始聊天谈话。那最后也跟我分享说她为什么不来教会。
Because of something happened in church.
因为有一件在教会发生的事让他没有来。
And so we pray together. And one time, she received Holy Spirit.
所以我们就一起祷告，常常祷告。有一次他就得到圣灵。
And when I saw that she received Holy Spirit, I gave thanks to it. And I was very, very touched.
所以当我看到他得到圣灵，我就感谢神，我真的心里非常感动。
I gave thanks to it. I gave thanks to it. And then I was very, very touched.
我就仔细想想看，我就觉得很感动。
You know what? This elderly sister had departed from God for a long, long time.
这个姐妹已经离开神，没有来教会很久了。
And this sister, elderly sister, has this terminal illness. You know, she go through chemotherapy in the hospital.
她也是在癌症的末期，又经过化疗。
A lot of her relative is West Coast, and she only had one daughter in the East Coast, and the daughter has to work.
她大部分的亲戚朋友都在。西岸，她只有一个女儿在东岸。那东岸，她这个女儿要常常在工作。
She's very lonely.
她非常的寂寞。
Okay. And also going through chemotherapy is also very painful.
然后要经过化学疗，化疗又非常的痛苦。
And you know, facing death, I'm sure that people have fear.
所以当一个人面对死亡的时候，他们心里都有恐惧。
But when she prayed to God, you know, God entered into her.
所以当她祷告神的时候，神就进入她的心中。
She started speaking tongue.
她开始说灵言。
Okay. And what does that mean?
这是代表什么呢？
Jesus wants to live in her.
主耶稣要住在他的心中。
Because she invited Jesus to do so.
因为他邀请神主耶稣到他心中。
Even though she forsake God, you know, don't care about God that much, but she had committed sins. But when she turned out to God, God forgave her, God accepted her, God came into her life.
所以虽然说他离开了神，也犯了罪，没有再来，但是当他回头的时候，神饶恕了他，也接受他，也进入他心里面。
Jesus wants to walk with her, you know, to the very end of her life.
所以主耶稣要跟他同行到他最后生命的
尽头。Jesus wants to comfort her, saying, "Do not fear, I am with you."
所以主耶稣要安慰他说，不要怕，我跟你同在。
So at that time when she received the Holy Spirit, I was very, very touched.
所以在那当时候，他得到圣灵的时候，我真的很感动。
This is the God that we worship.
这是我们所敬拜的神。
When we really pray from the bottom of our heart, invited Him, He's willing to come in and forget all our sins.
所以我们真的从心里面来敬拜，来祷向他祷告，说他会真的进来，然后饶恕我们所犯的一切过错。
Just like Bible said, God is love.
就像圣经所讲的，神就是爱。
And you know what? Every day we living in the grace of God. Do we realize it?
每一天我们都住在神的恩典当中，我们是否了解这个呢？
We can hear.
我们可以听得到。
Is it because we're able to? Because God led us to be.
是因为我们有这个能力呢，还是神让我们听得到？
We're able to taste wonderful food.
我们可以尝试很多好吃的。
Our eyes can see beautiful things.
或看很多美好的事物。
Our nose can hear, I mean, our nose can smell our wonderful food.
那我们鼻子可以闻出很多香味。
Our legs, our arms can do many things.
我们的脚，我们的四肢都可以做很多。很多事。
All these things is Jesus Christ, you know, giving it to us, lending to us for free.
这些我们所有，我们所能做，都是主耶稣赐给我们，让我们做的。
But have we, at least once a day, say thank you, God, for let me to enjoy all these things, able to hear, able to see, able to taste, able to smell, able to do things?
那我们是否至少一天一次来感谢主耶稣赐给我们这些东西，让我们能做，让我们能闻，让我们能听，让我们能看得到呢
？So we need to meditate, then we will know the love of God.
所以我们要只需要来仔细的思考，我们就能想象到神的对我们的爱。
Last one,
最后一点
is we need to be watchful in our lives.
我们必须要在我们生活中必须要谨慎。
As we come to church more and more, we will get to know more truth.
当我们越常来教会的时候，我们对真理就越查考、越了解。
But it doesn't mean Jesus Christ reign in our hearts.
但这不表示说神就在我们心中作王。
It's only when God's word always abide in us, then God, Lord Jesus Christ, reign in our hearts.
只有神的心中在我们心中发芽、扎根的时候，这才表示说神在我们心中作王。
I like to share with you a very interesting story, a couple of interesting stories.
我要跟你分享几件我所知道的事。
To illustrate what is being watchful.
来解释说什么叫做要谨慎，要
警醒，要警醒
查看。
It's not the physical open eyes. It's by in spirit we are alert,
并不是说
aware,
并不是说你肉体要张开眼睛，而是要灵里面要谨慎
，aware of God's word,
要清楚神的话。
Last year, I went to Dominica.
去年我去多米尼加。
Because there's a church there, and I had to go there to preach and also to train up workers.
因为我们有教会在那里，所以我就被差去那里去帮助圣工，也训练工人。
And the culture over there is that the people are very talkative. They, many of them are very eloquent, good in speaking. Also, we call it bragging.
所以我们那些人，我们看到说在那边文化，那边人都很会说话，也很有口才。那你另一方面，你可以说他们是很会夸口。
And that's the culture there, anyway. So after teaching them for 4 years,
当那就是他们的文化。那我当我有机会跟他们教他们四年
，and I teach them how to give sermons.
我教导他们，训练他们如何来带领会。
In fact, we study Bible together. I tell them how to grasp the teaching from the Bible and how to apply in life.
我当我们一起查考，我教他们如何从圣经把这个教训拿出来，如何运用在我们生活当中。
And I ask, is it right? Is it good? He said, yes, yes, very good.
我问他说，这样好吗？这样对吗？是否
I told him to write it down.
我就叫他们写下来。
So he has point one, point two, point three, and then all these application, teaching application.
所以我就叫他们写下来。第一个第一点，第二点，第三点，跟生活的一些应用的重要教训。
And then next day, there's a test.
第二天我们就有一个考试。
Is that from what you learned? Basically, all in his notes. All he had to do is just preach according to his notes.
那第二天就是要考试。这个考试基本上就是从他所写的笔记里面来讲。
So he brought the notebook next day, and he was preaching.
所以第二天他就把他这个笔记拿来了，就照这个笔记来开始讲道。
When I was listening to his preaching, I became very, 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 very sad.
所以当我听到他这个讲道理的时候，我就心里觉得很难过。
Because in the beginning, just right in the beginning, yeah, that passage is right. But then he talked on and went off a tangent.
刚开始的时候，他讲的这个道理跟引用的章节都是对的，但是他越讲越多，开始就讲越讲出去别的地方了。
I said, funny, you know, the notes is all in front of you. Why don't you just look at it and read it off? If you read it off, you will pass the test.
我想说，很奇怪，这个笔记就在你面前，你就照这个看、这个念、这个讲就好了，这样你就没有问题的。你为什么不照这个看来讲呢？
But you know, he talked very actively and you know, on and on and on and.You know, it's not related to what we study or what that passage is about.
可是他不是这样，他就滔滔不绝的讲，跟这个笔记跟讲章里面讲的都是没有什么连贯的。
And so, what I was feel sad, suddenly I had this understanding came to me.
所以这当我觉得很难过的时候，突然我有一个了解。
Saying we are all the same. We are all the same.
那个了解就是说，我们都是一样的。
What does it mean? We're all the same.
那这个是什么意思呢？
Because if you come to church often, you will hear that, don't worry, right? Jesus told us, don't worry.
如果你常常在教会，你常会听到说，主耶稣跟我们讲说，不要担心。
Because worry doesn't really result anything.
因为担心并不会完成任何事。
But we will worry when time comes.
但是我们常常会担忧。
Also, in the Bible teaches that God is all-powerful, God loves us, God cares for us.
圣经也教训我们神是大有能力的，神是爱我们的。
But in time of trouble, we always ask, God, are you there? Do you really care for me?
但是当我们遭遇患难的时候，我们总是问神说，神啊，你是否在那里？你真的关心我吗？
We start to doubt.
我们开始怀疑。
Also, as we listen even further, we will learn that we need to love our enemies.
那如果我们继续查考，我们会学到说我们要爱我们的敌人。
Just as Jesus Christ loved us, you know, died for his enemy, Jesus also teaches we also need to love our enemies too.
就同主耶稣为我们死一样，他为我们的敌人死，那我们要学习爱我们的敌人。
And how come sometimes when people offend us, we just cannot love them? In fact, we had to fight back or at least give him or her a dirty look.
那为什么有时候人家得罪我们，就不能饶恕他们，我们就？不能爱他们，反而要给他们恶眼相看呢。
It's all these because we have heard it, but in times of this situation happen, we just forgot to ask ourselves, what does the Bible tell me?
虽然说我们听到这些道理，但是当那情况发生的时候，我们忘了思考说圣经是怎么的教导我们。
So if we, whenever we encounter anything, we just ask, what does the Bible say?
所以当我们在任何情况之下，我们就要常常问我们自己说，圣经怎么教导我们。
And so we start to remember and we do it. And then you see Jesus Christ reign in our hearts.
那我们常常记得的时候，我们就照着圣经这么做，那就是神住在我们心中作王。
We have to understand we are actually animals of habits.
我们要知道我们是习性的动物。
After, you know, we do it for a long time, certain thing we do it for a long time. And suddenly we want to change itIt's kind of hard. We kind of fall back to our old habits.
所以我们做一件事做久就会成习惯。如果我们要改，有时候改不过来，还回到我们的恶习惯。
I remember in New York one time, I I live in Queens. I had to drive to Brooklyn for about 1 hour to attend the Bible study there.
我住在皇后区，那 我都要每个礼拜都要开一个小时到Brooklyn 区 来参加这个圣经。
And after the Bible study, I will drive back home.
那我们查经完了以后，我就开回去。
For 3 years, I keep traveling a route, the same route.
那三年我总是不断的都是开一样的道路。
One day, there was a brother sitting in my car, and he told me, "Hey, why do you drive this long way? I tell you, there's a shortcut."
啊，那有一次有一个弟兄跟我一起回来，他说：“哎，传道，你为什么开这条路呢？这条是更远的路，我教你走一条捷径。”
And so with him, we drove this new path, right? Hey, it's much faster. I don't have to drive. It doesn't take me an hour to get home.
所以就当他跟我坐在车上，我们就走这个捷径，那真的是快多，我不需要开一个小时就可以回到家。
It saves gas. It saves time. It saves energy. It saves money.
所以他我们就省汽油、省能源、省时间。
And then.One day, I was driving back from Brooklyn to Queens, my home.
那有一天我又从这个Brooklyn 要开回去到皇后区。
And I was thinking something in the church, how to resolve certain things.
所以在开车的时候，我就在想说教会的一些事情。
And as I was driving, after a while, I realized how come I am in my old path. How come I'm driving this long way to go home?
那我在开车开到一半，突然想到说。怎么我还要开着这个长的路回家呢
？And this at that time, there's no way I can go back to the shortcut.
在那一段，在那时候，我已经没有办法再回去走那个捷径了。
So I started to examine myself.
所以我就开始查考、查验自己。
Why am I driving the old path?
为什么开这个原路呢
？And I realized that when I was driving, I wasn't really paying attention. Yes, my eyes are open, but my mind is somewhere else.
我发觉说当我开车时，我并没有真的注意我在做什么。虽然说我眼睛张开，但是我心里却在想别的事。
So, if we can able to put our heart to it, what does Bible said? You know, really focus on the Word of God, then you know Jesus Christ reign in our hearts.
所以，如果我们把我们的心放在我们所读的，真的去想说这个圣经跟我们说什么，这个道理在说什么，那我们就能让神在我们心中作王。
So, In order to receive eternal life, we need to love God with our heart, our mind, soul, and strength.
所以，如果我们要承受这个永生，我们就要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力的爱神。
We cannot give God what's left over and expect that we will enter the heaven kingdom one day.
我们不能把我们所剩下的来给神，那期待说我们有一天能进天国。
The second point is, there's no third kingdom besides God and Satan.
第二个重点就是说，除了神，这个只有这个世上只有两个国度，神的国就是撒旦的国。
Either Jesus Christ come into our hearts, or Satan will come into our hearts.
不是主耶稣进到我们的心中，不然就是撒旦进到我们心中。
And the third point is how we can let God reign in our hearts.
第三点说，我们如何让神在我们心中做。
First, give thanks in all circumstances.
第一就是在无论如何的情况下，我们都感谢神。
Second, let's meditate what God did and what God said.
第二点，我们时常思考神为我们做的事。
Third, is this be watchful?
第三点就要常常谨慎。
Because we may know much, but doesn't mean we practice much.
也许我们知道很多，但不代表说我们常常的行这些道理。
So in that way, we can really love God.
如果这样，我们就可以真正的爱神。
Let's sing him.
我们唱诗。
237.
237首。